just figured, you know, might as well start over something very passionate, you know, some moaning and groaning right here on dublive.com. That's the reaction that Paul gets when he walks down the street. Just people fainting and oohing and aahing. They call him the hot and heavy Paul Behan.
Oh, dude. Not in that doesn't happen anymore in Los Angeles. I have to go to Eastern Europe to get that kind of reaction. They're huge in Eastern Europe.
Nice. I can believe it. I can believe it. I'm very convinced. So,
that was great.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing, man?
Doing good. It's been kind of like liquefied brain day. I feel like I need to solidify my brain today. It's been a little kind of like oozy and woozy.
I can help with that, man.
Yeah, good. Maybe some of these tunes we can have a little. First, continue to melt it down even further. You could do like a reduction, and then you can solidify it, crystallize.
We'll start solidifying it. By the time I leave, it'll be back to like melted bananas again.
Good. There we go. Success. That's a successful operation. Well, I'm excited to have you back here.
I'm excited to be back. I always looking forward to coming here, taking some time out of the day to come and hang out.
Yeah, it'll be fun. Play some super jams. So for folks out there who don't know, Paul here is the man behind Manimal Records, great LA-based label, always doing amazing things. And we're always thrilled when you come by because playing some Manimal jams and beyond, and just lots of great records. How long has the label been going now?
5 years this fall.
Wow.
Yeah, first incredible. Yeah, first release came out in early 2007, so yeah.
What was the very first one?
The Chapin Sisters and Winter Flowers Picture Disc.
Picture Disc, yeah. That was kind of a no-joke first release.
Seriously. I just found one box in my garage. I thought they were gone.
Wow.
And luckily, I found a box of them so I can actually have one for myself.
It's incredible.
Yeah, you would totally not believe me, but I seriously never... I don't get to keep any of my own stuff.
Yeah.
There's so many records I put out, I don't even have one for myself.
You got to get that archive going.
I do. My wife's in charge of it.
That's good.
She's the one that told me, I'm going to create your archive for you because you're not doing a very good job.
Yeah, it's hard. You got to... I often would pass a copy to my mom or something and have her hang on to it.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Damn. My mom would just sell it.
Put it on eBay.
She put it on eBay.
Your mom's like eBay him.
Yeah, she would want to buy some Coach purses or something.
Yeah. Could I get another box of 30 war paint CDs?
I don't even have one of those.
I like that so much.
I gave them all to the band, man. Gone.
I got 30 stereos in my house. I want to listen to them.
Yeah. Okay, mom.
Yeah. All right, you know, she could be important. She could drive up, you know, like the prices, you know, kind of get some like crazy internet hype going on, you know.
If only. I think I wanted to show my mom how to use eBay once because she, you know, likes to buy crazy stuff, and I don't think she's very interested.
No,
I'm just making this whole story up.
It's good. Radio is supposed to be about drama, so. Dun, why dun, not dun. You know, let's do it.
I finally found a band my mom likes on my label. She loves Jenny O and Sister Cran and Paper Cranes, like simultaneous releases next to each other. She thinks those are great. Everything else I've put out, she's just like,
this is weird.
It's too weird. It reminds me of acid 70s 60s stuff.
Wow.
You know, I'm like, well, thank God it's not heroin, mom.
So either your mom's taste is getting weirder or your label is getting closer to your mom's taste.
My label's getting closer to my mom's taste.
Wow.
That's what it is. I'm just trying to get my mom's approval.
You know, it's not it's not a something to, you know, to you want your mom's approval.
Of course. That's what we all live for. Love. Yeah.
Love. This show is going to be about love today. It's the love hour with Paul Behan. I guess that's why we wanted to start it with that, the moaning and groaning.
Well, I've got the perfect song to continue.
Yeah.
Queued up right now. It's, song about Los Angeles, and it's not, and it's not by the Red Hot Chili Peppers, thank goodness.
No.
I feel like that's the only band that or X or, you know, whatever.
Yeah,
it's a European guy. The song called Lost Angeles.
I feel like if I was a European guy visiting LA, I'd want to write a song about LA too.
Dude, completely. You
know? It's like it inspires a lot of emotion. And speaking of emotion and music and Manimal, this Thursday, if you're in Los Angeles, you can come check out the show happening in downtown LA. Sister Cran Paper Cranes, Ginny O, and Blackbird, Blackbird Plus DJs, visuals from the masses. And I feel like, is your mom going to be at this?
Oh, I wish.
Where does she live?
San Diego.
She could drive up, you know, invite her up, have a nice dinner with your mom.
I'm lucky to get her on the train like maybe once every 10 years to come and visit.
So yeah.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
But
all of her favorite bands playing in.
I'll tell you what, though. I think I got like a little extra spot on the guest list for somebody if now that my mom's not coming.
There you go. You know, I think we'll do a ticket giveaway now, and then we'll do a ticket giveaway further into the show. So we can give away a pair of tickets to the show right now.
Yeah, any of you who aren't convinced right now that you want tickets for this, I'll be playing some of these bands that are playing on Thursday.
Exactly.
So by the end of the show, you might be like, oh my God, I have to go see this band live.
If you're an early adopter and you're already like, you know,
yeah,
right there
you're
with
on
us,
board.
You're on board, then you can come see Sister Cran, Paper Cranes, Ginny O, Blackbird, Blackbird. And that's all happening at a place called Exchange LA, which is a gorgeous, amazing kind of art deco venue in downtown LA. And it starts at 9 p.m. It's 21 and over, which most of your moms are probably over 21. So you can bring your mom along with you. And tickets are available now if you go to papershipsla.com, papershipsla.com. The full scoop is there, and you can pick up your tickets or you can win them right here. So
should we do a trivia question?
Trivia?
I mean,
we can do that.
Because I mentioned the song that I'm going to play first. It's by a European man, and the song's called Lost Angeles. Lost Angeles, but I didn't say who it was, so maybe the first person that can
name
who the artist is,
the first person to email info@dublab.com, if you can name the artist that we're playing next, then you'll win a pair of tickets to the show this Thursday. So trivia buffs, make it happen.
And Wikipedia, Google's not going to help you, because there's a lot of songs called Lost Angeles, and this is, yeah, you'll figure it out.
And probably like not Shazam or anything. It'll probably be difficult. But
no Shazamming, because this is not available on iTunes or any of that stuff.
So. All right. So the mystery begins, and then maybe we'll come back and we'll give away some more tickets. Again, we got Paul of Manimal Vinyl in the place to be, and we're going to be getting into a Manimal Vinyl DJ set right now. And again, you can win a pair of tickets to the Paper Ships presented Manimal Vinyl Showcase this Thursday here in Los Angeles. If you email info@dublab.com with the name of this artist, here we go.
señor.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Man, that is goodness for sure. Incredible. Do you want to do a little rundown of some of the tunes?
Yeah. That was, you just heard Magazine 60 with Don Quixote. Wow. That was, that was like their only minor hit. They're fucking amazing. You have to check them out. If you go on, YouTube and just type in Magazine 60, it should be the first video that comes up. It's epic. You have to see it. And then, before that, you heard Sister Cran, great Sacramento band on Manimal, who were playing this Thursday. That was their version of Anti-Somb that was remixed by Bomar. Really, really great. And just played that. And then before that, you heard the new single from M83. That was Midnight City. Pretty amazing, right?
Yeah, so good.
Dude, love those guys. I'm so excited their new record's coming out. And then before that, you heard Paper Cranes. I actually just got that remix in yesterday from Javelin. He did the remix of Dust Season, and that's going to be released as a single sometime soon. Paper Cranes are also playing with Sister Cran on Thursday.
So
the
cool.
Paper Ship Show. And then I started out the set. I don't know. So far, nobody's emailed the performer of that first track to get a free pair of tickets to the show. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, what do you want me to do?
Should we give a further hint?
I'll give you a hint, okay? The song was called Lost Angeles, and it's on an album called E equals MC Squared from 1977, I believe. And he's a European guy with a big mustache. You can't not know this. I mean, there's got to be a couple music snobs out there.
Donna Summer knows it, right?
Donna Summer, yes.
Intimately.
Very much so. She knows that mustache.
Well, if you can figure out the artist after those hints, European... 1970 77. Okay, yeah. I was going to say that's pretty early.
Yeah, he was way ahead of his time.
Everybody else was doing Prague, and he was full on Robotroning it up.
Exactly.
Big mustache, European, Donna Summer, disco, Los Angeles.
I hear the phones are ringing.
They're there. The phones are ringing. Everybody's there. So if you can figure out email info@dublive.com, you can win a pair of tickets to go see two of the bands that you've heard on the show so far, Sister Cran and Paper Cranes, along with Ginny O and Blackbird Blackbird. Special guest DJs, Miss Alex Pelly, who is in the house right now doing the visuals of the Masses Posse and the Dublab Posse. And again, that show is happening. It's this Thursday, 9 p.m. downtown Los Angeles. You can get tickets at papershipsla.com, papershipsla.com. Pick up some tickets. And you can win tickets if you email the name of the artist to info@dublab.com. The mystery artists, and we'll get you a pair of tickets to this show, and see you down there. So we're going to hear some more music. Manimal Vinyl in the place to be. You can go over to manimalvinyl.tumblr.com, and there's some racy video clip that's up there.
Uh-oh.
That is mysterious, and you can... check that out along with some other
it's a sneak peek of Baron Von Luxury's new video.
Crazy.
It's called Terry Richardson, and should be coming out very soon. The video is actually going to be in 3D, and that little wow. that little trailer is in 3D. So if you got 3D glasses, I strongly recommend you putting them on and clicking that little button. Girls galore.
Baron Von Luxury, where's the artist from? San Francisco.
He's from San Francisco. Yeah, he's also known as Luxury, but yeah, he's got his debut full length coming out on Manimal in October. It's called Women of a Certain Age, and it's very much Brian Ferry, Giorgio. I almost started singing and I stopped myself. Definitely like that kind of late 70s, early 80s Bowie, early Duran Duran kind of stuff. Nice. And if anybody knows me, they know how much of a Duran Duran freak I am.
Early today, we heard some Brian Ferry. Ale played some amazing like instrumental B-side of a maxi single that was incredible. God. So good.
Gets better with age.
Yeah. I feel like I would add Baron Von to my name.
Frosty.
Baron Von Frosty.
I love that, actually.
That's pretty good.
Or you could just be Baron Frosty.
Baron Von Paul in the place.
Jeez. Baron Von Manimal.
Yeah. Baron Von Manimal. All right, well, we're going to hear some more tunes. Paul of Manimal Vinyl in the place to be, playing some incredible gems just for you right here on dublab.com. And so if you're out there, you can win this pair of tickets to the show coming up this Thursday. Again, papershipsla.com is where you can find all the info. And what are we going to hear now?
I'm going to play Jenny O, her hit single, Well Okay, Honey. That's what it's called. It's from her new release called Home that just came out on Manimal a few weeks ago, or like a week ago.
And she's been getting a lot of love for this.
Yeah, she's doing great.
Great.
She's definitely, she's a busy girl. Started recording her full length right now. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Busy. Here we go. Some Ginny O, one of the artists featured at the show this Thursday. And we've got Paul from Manimal. Manimal Vinyl Takeover right here on dublab.com.
The limit, tell me what you do. I'm not your kind, and you're not mine. Oh, sugar, I'm too young for you. Not like my number, but in everything I do, I am a child. You have a child. We'll be right back. Trouble. Oh,
Oh yeah.
Smooth.
Smooth. This is Smooth Operations with Paul Behan right here on dublab.com.
Hello. How you doing? How you doing today, Frosty?
Doing great. Loving all the music.
Thank you.
So good.
I wish I could hang out longer. I got two kids.
How old are your kids?
I have a 4-year-old girl and a 7-month-old boy.
That's so exciting. So, wow.
I've got two kids.
Two kids, you know.
That's my excuse for everything. Anybody's like, hey, you want to go to my show Saturday? I'm like, I've got two kids. And they just walk away.
That's great.
I know. Yeah, I'm thinking about making t-shirts that just say, I've got two kids.
I've got two kids. But you find your way out a lot, I feel.
I do.
Yeah.
I do. I sneak out. When they're all in bed, I usually just, sneak out the back door.
But you tell them, like, daddy's home sleeping. You know?
I have a wax dummy of myself my wife doesn't know the difference. And yeah, it's pretty great.
With a stern look on your face.
Yes. And I just have a little tape recording of a
exactly.
snoring or just put that back.
Put that back. What is the phrase they use most, do you think?
Put
that back?
No, that's
do you have your work phrases and your...
Oh my God, there's too many phrases. I think with manimal stuff, I just say, let's just make this happen. Let's make it happen.
I think you do have that attitude.
You have to.
Yeah.
You have to, or you die.
Yeah.
You got to make it happen. There's too many obstacles, you know, there's too many good fights out there.
Yeah. Yeah.
But as being a parent, I can say that definitely there's the besides saying her name in that baritone kind of Alice, where she knows I'm not messing around, but
maybe your kids have been hearing your manimal catchphrase too much. They're like, make it happen, and they're like, I'm gonna eat 4 pounds of ice cream.
Yes. Oh God, or a whole bag of chips in one sitting. Yeah, that's my kids.
Could make it happen.
I just played some songs.
Yeah, what do you hear?
Pretty much all manimal people. I finished it off with a track from Corridor. That was a song called Objective Lens from the new record coming out August 30th on Manimal. His new record's called Real Late. And if you don't know Corridor, he's was a one-man band for a long time and he's done 2 records on his own completely, just playing every instrument. But he's actually put together a live band now, and he's done time with Warpaint and with Asuka, and he currently plays in Swahili Blonde too with Nicole and John Frusciante. So he's doing some cool stuff, but Corridor is his baby, and I did his first record a couple of years ago, and his new one is darker than ever.
Wow.
And then before that, you heard a new signee to Manimal, brand new to the Manimal family, this great band.
Welcome
to Manimal, guys, if you're listening. I don't think you are, but you're probably working. But they're a band called Chains of Love, and they're from Vancouver. And they had that super specter-ish mono.
It's really good.
Yeah, like garage soul music. It's really, really good. I just signed them like a couple weeks ago. And we're doing a couple records, and I'm really excited. I snuck a little Lindsey Buckingham in there. He's a buddy of mine and I love him, and he's just
Manimal artist Lindsey Buckingham.
Manimal, God, that would be I would sign him in 44 seconds, literally. I probably could, actually. I'm sure Warner's dropped him by now.
Be like,
dude, come on, man, do a record with Manimal.
That would be amazing.
Yeah, I'll have to just get him one of those stretch limos with the jacuzzi in the back of it. I'm sure he'd be cool.
I feel like Puro Instinct's been covering a Lindsey Buckingham song. I forget which one. I was when they last played on Dublab, I had a run off, but they were doing a cover. Yeah,
not a Fleetwood Mac, but Lindsey Buckingham. What if it's Holiday Road from that movie Vacation?
Maybe.
Dude, that song is so good.
I'll have to find out. They're into some deep things, so
I bet. Maybe I should take this moment to mention, actually, really, really quick, now that we're talking about good, I don't know, I hate using that term guilty pleasures, but using great things from the vaults that, you know, you might, the polarizing artists that you may love and some of your friends may hate, whatever. But I'm in deep talks right now about doing a Genesis tribute record.
Wow.
With my buddies over at Terrorbird Media.
Wow.
We're going to collaborate on it. And they're the guys that run Terrorbird, you know, they've worked with Warpaint and ton of my artists. They're massive Genesis and Phil, especially Phil Collins era. They're like a little snickery about the whole Peter Gabriel, you know, era. which I love both, but yeah, so we're gonna do a
Genesis Peorage on it. It'd be exciting.
It'd be cover like a really mellow Phil Collins era song.
Yeah, Genesis meets Genesis, and
no, just like Hamburger Lady Susudio. I don't know.
Amazing.
that's incredible, man.
That'd be fun.
But yeah, we're gonna do it. Yeah. So, and of course, all my charity records. I mean, all my tribute records I do are for charity. I've done to David Bowie, The Cure, Madonna. I had a few false starts with some other ones recently, just because the actual tributees were not in full support of it. So I thought, I'm not going to release a tribute record where, you know, with Bowie and Madonna and The Cure, I mean, they were all on board and all cool with it.
It's amazing.
I tried to do a Depeche Mode one, and it turns out they're very shy.
Wow.
Like their management was just like, you can do it, but they're not going to endorse it for you. I was like, well, it's no point.
Yeah.
So, and then we were talking about doing a Susie and the Banshees one at one point, which I might still do one day, but they were also kind of like, we don't like people covering our songs, but whatever. And then, you know, it's like Prince, basically. You can't cover his songs unless you're, like, married to him or something. So, yeah. So
anyone out there, if you want to get married to Prince.
Yeah, can come and do a Prince cover, and I'll put it on my animal. You might have to become a Jehovah's Witness, but that's cool. As long as you do your field service and read your watchtowers, you'll be fine.
Did you go to the Prince shows here?
No, not one. Did you?
One. It was great.
Damn.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah. But everybody got to see Prince.
He'll be around. He's playing. That was like 30 shows or something, and he'll be doing a lot more.
I heard there's some great guests at the shows too.
Yeah.
I heard they actually brought Michael Jackson up.
He actually covered. He did a cover of Michael Jackson's song. Where were they?
Really? I thought there's like a legendary story that he told Michael Jackson to fuck off.
Yeah, you think at that point there was definitely that kind of tension or rivalry, and wasn't sure like how much of it was media created. You know, maybe they were like,
Michael wrote Bad for Prince, and Prince objected to the opening line that your butt is mine.
Wow.
You know, just
wild.
You know, a couple of dudes, they're not into the idea of, you know, saying your butt is mine.
Yeah.
So I have no idea, but that didn't work out. And then I heard there's a legendary story at the Grammys where Michael Jackson walked up to Prince, and Prince just said, fuck you, man, and walked away. I mean, but who knows? It could totally be false.
Maybe. Have you seen the video on YouTube of the James Brown concert where he brings Michael Jackson up to the stage, and then he brings Prince? Michael Jackson tells him that Prince is there too, and he brings Prince up.
No, is it on YouTube?
It's on YouTube. It's holy James Brown, and then Michael Jackson comes on stage playing with the JBs, and Prince comes on stage playing with JBs.
So was that recent, or was this in the 80s?
This is way back. Yeah, it was like when they were both in the heat of the rivalry, in the heat of, you know.
So James Brown brought them together. He also helped, you know, prevent the major riots after Martin Luther King was assassinated.
They were on the stage at the same time. They weren't playing together.
That's interesting, though.
It's pretty interesting, yeah.
I just imagine Michael with like a cowbell dancing around, and like Prince, you know, strumming the guitar a little bit with the JBs in the background.
Prince was having sex with the guitar. That's what it looked like. It was crazy.
Like on stage?
Pretty much. Yeah. Jesus. We, you know, actually, what we can do is part of the end of this show is one of the cool things about Yowie that we use for our broadcasting is you can actually play videos through it. So we'll treat the audience to a video of this. So yeah, if you're listening just on the dub stream, come on over to dublive.com and we'll show you part of this concert where they're all jamming together.
Oh my God. I have to see that. That's insane.
Speaking of concerts, why don't you come on down this Thursday? If you're in Los Angeles, Thursday, August 4th, there's going to be a show, a Manimal showcase here in downtown Los Angeles at a place called Exchange LA, which is beautiful. And it's going to be the Paper Ships Presents Manimal Vinyl Showcase with Sister Cran, Paper Cranes, Ginny O, Blackbird, and guest DJs, as well as visuals by Alex Pelly, who's sitting in the other room here. And you can find more info at papershipsla.com. And come join the fun. It starts at 9 p.m. Tickets are $12, and they're on sale now. So make it happen.
Just as a little quencher, too, the Exchange Gallery used to actually be the L.A. Stock Exchange building in the 20s and 30s. And apparently that's where Sean Cassidy lost his virginity.
Wow.
And apparently, I guess there's a...
Amazing.
I just totally made that up.
Oh, wow.
But, okay.
I thought anybody out there, you know...
Apparently it is very... It's haunted. It's wow. Apparently it's haunted. I mean, I'm not that into the supernatural, but anyways,
I'm excited about
that. Come down. If you're not even going to come down and check out and enjoy the music, just go there and just think about all the dead Wallies that are completely, you know, inhabiting that place, you know, losing their fortune.
It is beautiful. If you look up at the ceiling of the place, it's like whew, really inspiring place to be, this beautiful Art Deco gorgeousness.
There's some pictures on if you go on the Exchange LA or something like that, or no, if you go on the Paper Ships website too, you'll see some pictures. Photos. It's pretty beautiful. Looks like Emerald City in the Wiz.
Yeah, it's gonna be a fun time, and I need to check my email to see if someone picked up those tickets. If you are that lucky winner and you guessed that artist we were talking about before, then we'll email you back and let you know. But we'll make an easier contest right now too. Okay. The first person to email info@dublab.com and email Manimal Vinyl to info@dublab.com. First person to do that will win a pair of tickets to the show this Thursday, info@dublab.com, and just put Manimal Vinyl in the subject line. And because we're busy with a lot of stuff, we'll email you back if you win. Unfortunately, if you don't win, just... Yeah, you won't hear from us. So yeah, exactly. Don't worry. Exactly. About it.
Now, if you send a picture of your feet wearing high heels,
yeah, then we'll email you back. Put your phone number in there.
Yeah, you might even get a couple extra tickets.
Yeah, a couple tickets. You know, you and your friends.
Stilettos. All right.
It'll be weird if we see just 5 high heels. We'll wonder where the extra leg is.
That's true. Thanks for having me, Frosty.
Thank you.
I love being here.
It was a real pleasure.
God bless Dublab.
Yay.
Take care. Good night.
So we're going to end with, I'll pop in here, Michael Jackson, James Brown, Prince clip. So if you want to cruise on over to dublab.com, we urge you to check it out. Again, big thanks to Paul. Big thanks to Manimal.
Enjoy
big thanks to
day.
Paper Ships. And we hope to see you down at the show this Thursday, papershipsla.com. Yeah, here's that video for all of you wonderful people out there. I think we'll be able to get audio. Let's see. This will be the trick, getting audio back. Boink. Oh yeah, we'll be able to. Play.
Play today. You gotta come up and say something. You gotta come up and say something. We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. All right. So that's it. That's the amazing special video, Prince, Michael Jackson and James Brown. Probably a lot of you have seen that already, but total mind blower. Speaking of mind blowers, come on down again this Thursday. Paper Ships presents a Manimal Vinyl Showcase downtown Los Angeles with Sister Cran, Paper Cranes, Ginny O, Blackbird, special guest DJs, visuals by Alex Pelly of the Masses, and Dublab is 21 and over. Doors are at 9 p.m., $12 for a ticket, and you can find more info at papershipsla.com. It's at Exchange LA, which is a beautiful venue in downtown Los Angeles. So hope that you can make it. And Dublab is proud to be a sponsor of this show. And again, the first person to email Manimal Vinyl to info@dublab.com will win a pair of tickets to the show. So hope you win. Peace out. We're going to end the broadcast for the day. Big thanks to Yowie. Big thanks to you for listening. Big thanks to Paul and Manimal Vinyl and Paper Ships. Adios.